The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
7:46, 14 till 8, college football season over. Oh, no, I don't think so. Obviously, you got the playoffs, you got the bowl season, but you also have early signing period and recruiting and everything else that goes on constantly, really. And now in this day and age with name, image, likeness, transfer portal, I don't even begin to understand how all that happens. Zach Nagy joins us now, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. How you doing, Zach?
Doing good this morning. It's certainly a busy time.
You know, I was talking to Jeff Palermo yesterday, and he mentioned Brian Kelly's political experience. And for those that don't know, he actually worked on a little bit of Gary Hart's campaign tangentially. How you say that word? Do you know how you say that word, Zach? Tangentially?
I do not know how to say that word.
Well,
no.
We'll figure it out. We'll get the boys in the truck to figure it out. Anyway, he has some political background. And his press conference kind of was, I guess, a political speech as it relates to name, image, likeness, transfer portal, and recruiting, was it not?
It was. Look, for the most part, Brian Kelly's ready to get aggressive in the transfer portal, and it's about time. Last year, they saved up some funds. They didn't get as aggressive in either window. There's two of them. There's in December, and then there's a spring portal window, and they weren't as aggressive in either one. So you're losing eight defensive starters this offseason, and it's time for them to go out and make some significant changes, and it looks like he's ready to do just that. They're going to hit the portal with force, get some guys in that area, utilize their funds there, and then you also got to worry about locking in this 2025 recruiting class. You're down to the wire right now. It's crunch time with the early signing period less than 24 hours away, so all eyes are on how Brian Kelly and this coaching staff utilize the funds that they have. First off, it's about getting this 2025 class locked in. And it's about hitting the portal with force and locking in some defensive pieces.
So let's start with early signing period, the real signing day. At what point is somebody bound and at what point are they not? Because Bryce Underwood obviously was not bound other by anything than $10 million or $12 million, whatever it was.
Yeah, Bryce Underwood certainly got the payday that that Michigan promised that he would receive, made that decision to flip, and now with the early signing period here, these guys put pen to paper here, and they're quote-unquote contractually bound with the program. So you sit back, you wait until these guys put pen to paper, and once that's done, it's official. That'll start tomorrow morning at around 7 a.m. local time, where these guys will start putting pen to paper and making their decisions. But it's certainly a big prime time moment for Brian Kelly and company to lock down some five stars, start to get the talent rolling back into Baton Rouge, because after an 8-4 season, Tommy, that's obviously not the standard in Baton Rouge. So get these guys to put pen to paper, and you're trending in the right direction.
So when it comes to pen to paper, and I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to make this law 101, but has name, image, and likeness changed anything as far as the legal commitment that a recruit makes now when he signs a contract?
Yeah, no, once you put pen to paper, you're pretty much bound with the school. Obviously, if things happen from a coaching perspective and other things with other programs, you can try to get out of your NLI, your National Letter of Intent, and try to move on from there. But once you put pen to paper, you're pretty much sound in with that program.
And I didn't mean to conflate NLI with NIL, but with NIL, there is consideration, right? And you are signing a contract to get paid in, or receive remuneration for something that you're providing. And I just wonder if it's any less flexible than it was before. Or is that part of what you sign with the National Letter of Intent?
Yeah, no, once you put pen to paper, you're pretty much bound with that program.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll pick it up, talk about some actual recruits when we come back with Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. What happens now is as important as what happens on the field on Saturday nights or afternoons at Tiger Stadium. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, 4 till 8, talking to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Tomorrow is, tell me what tomorrow is, Zach? I'm confused.
Tomorrow's your early signing period, Tommy.
Early signing period, right. And that is a bound commitment. That's binding, correct?
Yes, indeed.
It is, okay. Let's talk about who is pretty much in the fold and who's on the bubble.
Yeah, so you're looking at couple of five stars that are virtually locked into the program right now. Looks like they're going to put pen to paper, and it starts with Harlan Berry, New Orleans native. He goes to St. Martin's Episcopal right down the road from many of the people in the New Orleans area, and he's the number one running back in America. This is a guy that is a program-changing prospect, committed to LSU on January 3rd, and it's a player that can come in and make an impact instantly. He's versatile. He's explosive. He's fun to watch. Dominated the prep scene in New Orleans, and now he's ready to put pen to paper, sign that dotted line, and become bound to LSU and get down to campus. It's a big-time commitment for this program, and position coach Frank Wilson has certainly done his due diligence here. So it's a really exciting signing for this program. And then you kind of look at a guy that is not necessarily on the fence here, but a guy that people are going to be waiting until he signs that line, and that's DJ Pickett, number one cornerback in America, a five-star out of the Sunshine State in Florida. So you're going to sit back and wait to see what he does. The Miami Hurricanes are surging down the stretch, but LSU ultimately got the last face-to-face visit, made his way to Baton Rouge on Friday, stayed until Sunday evening, and it was a beneficial visit from people that I spoke with. It sounds like he's pretty much locked into LSU, but like we've talked about before, you just never know what happens in this wild, wild west of NIL. People can come out and throw money your way and sway your opinion and sway where you want to go in the blink of an eye. So DJ Pickett will certainly be one to watch down the stretch, but if LSU can lock down his signature, man, you're getting an immediate impact guy who can step in the mix and really take over this program sooner rather than later. So those are two five-stars to keep tabs on, and it's certainly going to be a busy stretch over these next 24 hours while LSU gets these guys signed.
Tell me about Cade Phillips.
Yeah, Cade Phillips, five-star cornerback out of Texas, and he's a player that LSU flipped from the Texas Longhorns in August. Corey Raymond and company did their due diligence there, made sure to get him flipped their way, but the Texas Longhorns are still in the mix. There's still dialogue between both camps. I've spoke to Cade last week, and he reiterated his commitment to LSU, where he wants to sign with the program. But, again, it's the last 24 hours. Teams and programs have money that they're willing to shell out. I think the Texas Longhorns are going to continue swinging kind of for the fences until the clock hits zero. But LSU has continued contact, continued dialogue with him. Both sides feel comfortable with where they're at. We'll see if the Longhorns can throw out an offer that he can't pass up. But Cade Phillips is one of the more versatile defensive backs in the country, truly a player that can step in and make an impact. And you saw your LSU defensive backfield struggle in 2024. It wasn't the DBU standard that we're accustomed to in Baton Rouge. So you look at a guy like DJ Pickett, and you look at a guy like Cade Phillips. Those are two of the top cornerbacks in the country, both a pair of five stars. If you can get both them to sign that dotted line, you're looking at immediate impact players on day one once they enroll on campus.
Be interesting to see. Watch it unfold. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Zach, and the info. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. It ain't like it used to be, I'll tell you that. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ronald Surpass and J.P. Morrell in the next hour about crime in the city and more. Back in a flash, WWL.